This is Berlin calling. Berlin calling the American mothers, wives, and sweethearts. And I'd just like to say, girls, that when Berlin calls, it pays to listen. When Berlin calls, it pays to listen in. Because there's an American girl sitting at the microphone every Tuesday evening at the same time with a few words of truth to her country's women back home. Girls, you all know, of course, by now that it's a very serious situation, and there must be some reason for my being here in Berlin. Some reason why I'm not sitting at home with you at the little sewing bees, knitting socks for our men over in French North Africa. Yes, girls, there is a reason, and it's this. It's because I'm not on the side of President Roosevelt. I'm not on the side of Roosevelt and his Jewish friends and his British friends. Because I've been brought up to be a 100% American girl. Conscious of everything American. Conscious of her friends, conscious of her enemies. And the enemies are precisely those people who are fighting against Germany today. And in case you don't know it, indirectly against America too. Because a defeat for Germany would mean a defeat for America. Believe me, it would be the very beginning of the end of America and all of its civilization. And that's why, girls, I'm staying over here and having little heart-to-heart talks with you once a week. I know they're awfully short, and there's not much that one can say. But at least I'm so convinced that it's the truth, and I'm sure that truth will win. And besides that, you know, I'm in constant touch with your men over here, interned in Germany as prisoners of war. And I'm sure you'll be very happy to get some news of them from time to time. And I'll do my best to transmit that to you just as often as I can. And now, girls, just last week, in speaking to one American boy, he told us then about the films which he had seen in America. Films which dealt with the barbarism of Germany and of the treatment which he deals out to American prisoners and all of that sort of thing. And that's why I'm just going to put all the energy I can into these few moments I have with you each week and try to get you to see the light of day and to let you realize that you're on the wrong side of the fence. And now, girls, I do think it would be nice to listen to a little music, don't you? The sort of music which conveys the thoughts which are in the hearts of your men over in French South Africa today. Over there in the dry and hot desert, they're dreaming now of a lazy day at home, a lazy day when spring and summer meet, a lazy day when green fields are whispering of home sweet home. And now here it is, conveying all the thoughts in the hearts of those men so far away from their mothers and wives today.
No longer lonely, the town just doesn't look its best.